So April is humor month, so I want to talk about six simple ways that you can flex your funny bone. Six simple ways you can grow your sense of humor. The first one is practice looking for accidentally funny stuff. Start a file or book at work, so you can turn this into a team event at work or do this on your own and collect the unintentional humor lurking everywhere in life, such as those newspaper headlines like kids make nutritious snacks or warning labels for indoor or outdoor use only, or signs, ears pierced while you wait, as though there's an alternative, as though I can come back tomorrow to pick up my ears. So look for the accidentally, unintentionally funny stuff in life. Keep track of that, and that will grow your sense of humor faster than probably anything. Number two, practice writing your own jokes using the Comedy 101 Three Rules Rule, wherein you string people along in the setup of with two predictable items, then veer into left comedy field with the third item. Three is thought to be the ideal number because it helps with the tempo and timing of the joke, and you need the two straight items at the front, of course, to build up the surprise of the punchline. So, for example, when hiking in grizzly country, always bring along a noisemaker, pepper spray, and someone you can outrun. Thank you, folks. I'll be performing here all week long. At number three, practice writing funny captions for cartoons or strange photos. In fact, humor researchers often use cartooning exercises to gauge people's ability to generate humor. And this, too, can become an easy workplace activity or contest. Find five single-frame cartoons, remove the captions from them, and then offer a prize for the funniest new captions. Number four, create top 10 lists. Top 10 lists are an easy format that anyone can use to flex their funny bone. And again, it's an easy workplace contest. You can have a new topic each month and take ideas from everyone to create the final top 10 list revealed at the end of the month. Number five, watch more humor. If you want to grow your sense of humor, it makes sense that maybe just watching more humor will help. Not only do studies suggest that it can help your creative thinking abilities and mental fluency to watch comedy, a growing body of research suggests that watching comedy truly is what the stress doctor ordered. A study at the University of Maryland found that after watching comedies, the artery size of viewers increased and blood flow improved by 20%, whereas stressful viewing constricted the size of arteries and reduced blood flow. Another study found that watching sitcoms reduces anxiety 3 times more effectively than just sitting and relaxing. And number six, the final tip, always maintain the perspective that you are starring in your very own sitcom every day. Speaking of sitcom, this just might totally change how you view the supporting cast of characters in your life. And now my fun at work tip, since it is Humor Month, April, adapt an idea from a Silicon Valley company that has weekly joke lunches. Only instead, try this for your next staff meeting. Admission to the meeting requires that everyone brings a clean and ideally relevant joke. Encourage everyone to tell their own joke or just put all the jokes in a fishbowl, draw them randomly, and have everyone vote on the funniest joke. The quote of the week from Scott Weems, author of Ha, The Science of Why We Laugh and When We Laugh. No, that's not it. The Science of When We Laugh and Why. It's an awesome book. Here's the quote from Scott. Humor is a form of exercise, keeping our minds healthy the same way physical exertion helps our bodies. And finally, in our It's a Wacky World section, now fans of the sitcom The Office will recall boss Michael Scott's overuse of the phrase, "That's what she said." Now, programmers at the University of Washington in Seattle have created a computer program called Deviant. I love the name, which stands for Double Entendre Via Noun Transfer. This program scans text and inserts the phrase, "That's what she said," whenever it detects text that could be construed as a double entendre. Sounds exciting. That's what she said. She being, in this case, Chloe Kidon, one of the inventors of the program. Well, folks, until next time, this has been Michael Kerr reminding you to put more humor to work for less stress and more success. And as always, I'd invite you to cruise over to the website, www.humoratwork.com, for great articles, tips, ideas, videos, and more.